goes. Anyway, let's go. Parak, we're in the Rambam Hilchos Trumas, Parak Sheni, Halacha Aleph, second chapter now. What kind of produce, under what conditions, that must be met for something to be chayiv in Truma? So we're going to see a number of conditions. Kol oichel, any food, and it's got to be number one, oichel adam, food for human consumption as opposed to exclusively animal consumption. So number one has to be human consumption food. Hanishmor, that is something that is owned and is being watched by something to the exclusion of something that is hefker. Okay, means somebody owns it and someone's watching it and it's not hefker, number two. And number three, shigidulav minaretz, it's growing from the ground as opposed to, what do you call those, the mushrooms that grow from the, what do you call it, the air, whatever, the germs, whatever you call it, the
spores,
whatever. So those are the three things you must have. It's human food, something that's owned by somebody, grows out of the ground, chayiv b'truma. And therefore, umitzvah saseh, it's a positive commandment, lahafrish mimenu, to separate the truma from that, in addition to the fact that there's a prohibition to eat it if it is tevel. But there's a positive mitzvah to separate it. And you separate reishis, the first crop, as it were, lakoin for the koin. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, reishis degoncha tiroshecha v'yitzarecha. The first of your dogon, your grain, tirosh, your wine, v'yitzar, and your oil. Titein lo, you shall give to the koin. So why do we say, obviously give the first, why does it have to list these three products in particular? To tell us, just like ma dogan tirosh v'yitz, or just like grain, wine, and oil. Those are classical. Machal b'nei adam, these are things that human beings eat it. And also, v'gidulav min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. V'yesh lo b'olam, and it has owners. Shenemar, as it says, digonecha, your grain. That means you own it as opposed to being hefker. So not only these three, but afkol keyoitzbeh, and any foods that are similar to that. So according to the Rambam, all fruits left meet this criteria, or is chayiv in truma do'iraisa. All right? V'yesh, okay, chayiv v'trumas v'chein v'maisus. It's chayiv do'iraisa and trumas and maisus. These are the criteria.
Did you say fruits only? Like
no, it could be anything. It doesn't have to only be fruits. Anything that meets this criteria. Grain, wine, oil, anything that is these three criteria, human consumption, owned by somebody, grows from the ground.
When I go to Israel, I go to a market or a supermarket, sometimes they'll have a sign that stuff is truma has been given, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes it doesn't. Does that mean I can't nibble on it until I go home and...
It's tevel. It could be tevel. It could be an Isser Chiv Misa Midei Shemayim. You can't eat tevel.
So you can't nibble in the supermarket?
No.
Already set to
you have to be. Can you nibble on pork?
Yeah. Okay. Pork. You don't have to give 10%, and then you.
No, I'm just saying. It's also you can't eat it. You can't. It's tevel. You can't eat it.
No, he's thinking of when it's in the field before it's.
No, I meant.
No, he's talking about the supermarkets. You can't.
But that's when you can't.
You know, people nibble or.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, now he's going to go in the next number of halachas, just a number of food items, since we can go through quickly now. What category do these fit into? Okay, base, hakarshinin, which in English I say is called vetch. Okay, I don't know what your English is called. What is your English? Vetch.
Beans that are used as animal fodder.
Okay, that's amazing. So let me add that in.
Beans.
Beans used for animal fodder. Okay, excellent. Afalpi, even though generally speaking, she'ain and machal adam, they are not food for people, right? Even a minority of people don't eat it, all right? But hoil v'ochanos abishnei ravon, if there, God forbid, be a hunger and there's no food to eat, then you know what? Let them eat vetch. Chayavim b'truma maisus. You're chayavim b'truma maisus because it is possibly human consumption.
Are they high in fiber?
Like rocks, even if it's a hungry, you wouldn't eat rocks. But vetch you would eat. So therefore, it's chayavim b'truma maisus. Hasia v'esav v'hakoronis. These are three different types of wild grasses which are used as spices. Okay? Doesn't really matter the names. Shezra'a mitchilam, that were initially planted for human use. Now, they can sometimes it's planted for human use, sometimes for animal use. It depends on what your intention was when you planted it. If you planted for human use, then chayavim b'maiser, you're chayavim maiser. V'chein kol kayoyeser, and certainly anything similar to that, that are fit for both people and for animals, but you had in mind for people. On the other hand, Zrom, what if he planted that same food, lamachal behema, expressly only for animal fodder, and he planted it that way. But then as it's growing, afal pi, even though shenimlach, he changed his mind in midstream. V'choshev aleim lo, he says, you know, I changed my mind, I'm going to feed it for people. Kishay muchor, and once they're attached, still peturim, you're exempt from trumas and meisers. Why? Shemachshev es chiber, what you think about once it's already growing in the ground, Einakum, that's nothing. It's what you thought before you planted, that's what matters. If you planted and specifically for animal use, not chayv and truma.
Even if it's the next day, like if it's...
Doesn't matter. Once you've planted it, that's what the intention is. Now, what if you have these types of spices that all umeyalem b'chetcho, let's say they grow wildly in your backyard, okay? So now, im hi chotzer ha-meshemeres perosel, if it's a guarded backyard, in other words, it's a field that is protected, okay, then that's fitting that category, it's not hefker, then hare elu chayavim, we say you're chayav, because stama, we would assume, lotem, that you'd want it for human use.
Even though you didn't plant it.
In other words, what do we do where there's no intention? So we'll assume with no intention it's going to go for human use. However, if the field is not protected, and it grows wildly, it's potter, because then it has the status of hefker. Gimel, other types of examples. Zerone gina, seeds that come out of these garden varieties, which we'll explain, she'enem ne'acholim, that are not eaten, meaning they're not fit for human consumption, and the fruit is really just the seed. Okay, in other words, the main plant that grows you don't eat, but it's the seed. These things are planted for the purpose of the seed. The seeds, the what you're going to eat, the other stuff, the other vegetation you don't eat. Okay, kigon, for example, so he says, zera lefes, turnip seeds. Mm. I guess a type of a turnip you don't eat. Well, could be, but he doesn't give that example. Vizera tznon, and seeds of radishes. Vizera betzom, seeds of onions. I guess these are types of onions you would normally not eat.
Onion seed you can buy.
But anyway, ukiyotzim, I think similar to that. Okay. Piturim mina truma mina meisers. Then your putter from truma and meiser. She'enem ochel adam. It's not human food.
Right.
I guess he's referring to the non-seed part. That's what I'm imagining.
So, for example,
well, no, this. I'm sorry. Let's do that again.
Exempt.
I'm sorry. I reversed it. If the seeds of these foods that are not edible, but the rest is edible, so the seeds are not edible. So again, the seeds of turnip seeds. You would eat the turnip, but not the seeds. So that's what he's saying. So obviously, there's a chayv truma on the turnips, but not on the seeds. That's what he means. Petur mina truma mina meisers, because that's not human food. They don't eat the seeds, even though it's there, but you don't have to give that. Aval haketzach, but the black cumin, chayev is chayev, but truma meisers, I guess they do eat the seeds.
It's a caraway here.
It says caraway.
Okay, caraway, so that's what they eat. So we're saying, so therefore when you give, so let's say when you're separating the seeds from the onion or whatever, so you only give truma from the onions and not from the seeds because it's not human thing. Now, he may use the seeds for some other use, but it's not a human consumption use, so you don't have to give truma from that. All right, other similar ideas.
The caraway comes from what? Like, is it a plant or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, caraway seeds, they come from the plant.
So you don't eat the caraway plant, but you eat the caraway seed?
I'm not sure about the plant.
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Mark can tell us.
Okay.
So theoretically, you could have to give truma on both.
No, because if you don't eat the other thing, it depends. If you eat the other thing, yes. If not, not. I don't know. But the seeds, yes. He's saying basically, seeds you eat, you give truma on. Seeds you don't eat, you don't give truma on. That's all. Even though the rest of the plant you do eat, you eat the onion, but if you don't eat the onion seeds, so there's no truma on that. You might have thought, give truma on the whole thing. No, I don't. You don't have to give it on the seeds.
Like on the caraways, my wife just made soup out of daisies or something. So you could make soup out of caraways. plants, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next.
Dandelion.
Dalid. Dalid. Tomorrow's shell tilton vishal chardol vishal pulavim vishal tzolof. Berries, the part that grows, these little berries that grow on top of a fenugreek or mustard plant or a white bean or a caper bush. Those berries, and also vahakaporisin, and the buds and the flowers shall slough of the caper bush. Piturim are exempt from truma. They're not considered the fruit of the item. That's not the main food. We generally don't eat it. Okay, the main thing is the caper itself, but not these little berries that grow out of the caper bush. But Madvarim, when do we say that? Kishazoran lazera, when you planted it for the seeds, to eat the seeds of Ozarn Liyarek, but if you plant it also for the vegetable part, then Harei Elachayim, then everything. And as you want to have the berries, you want to have the whole thing, then okay. V'cheino aviyono sheltzolf, and also the berries of the caper bush, Chayavim, you are chay, because those berries, Mem Shepri, they are considered a fruit. So it's the same general rule. Is it generally the edible part of it? Then it's not. If you feel you want to make that the edible part of it for you, then yes. And that's the general rule in all these things over here.
Can I go after Shelley?
So, I'm going to go.
No, it's fine. You go.
So, I would assume that mustard is made from the mustard seed.
Yes. Very good, Shelley.
So,
get in there.
So you eat the mustard seed, but there seem to be that these berries that will grow on top of the mustard plant, which you don't want to eat, so there's no chayv truma on that.
You'd be chayv for the mustard seed if you're going to use it to make mustard.
Yes.
Yeah,
because that's what you plant mustard seed for, Shelley.
When you plant mustard seeds,
the seeds become mustard, right? So that's the main food is the mustard. Now there could be some vegetation that grows from that mustard seed, and you generally don't want that, and you're not high for that unless your intention is you want the mustard vegetables. That's what he's saying.
The berries.
Yeah. The berries, not the seed, not the seed.
The blossoms,
there's no hilchos truma on the blossoms, but on the seed there's chiyuv. Yeah?
So my point of clarification is most fruits have parts that are inedible. The core of the apple, the pit of the date, whatever.
Okay, but those things you're not going to separate. You're not going to separate. You just give them the apple. You just give them the apple. Obviously, the mustard gets processed.
Yeah, but
you process it. And what you process is you throw away the berries and all that other junk.
And you just throw it away.
And all you got left is the seeds. You got a big bag of seeds, right? So now, forget about the berries. You know, a guy would be smart. Well, this is what I'll do. I'll give you 2%. You can have all the berries from this, all the garbage. I'll give you 50%. But it's garnished, but I'm going to keep all the mustard seed. So we're saying that's all just a non-issue. It's like non-food. It's nothing. We only are looking at the seeds as the main thing. And now you got to give 2% from the seeds, and the rest is garbage. Unless you planted it with the specific intent that you enjoy eating the flowers of the mustard.
I think Shelley's point here is that there's commas in between them.
Okay.
The mustard
okay.
seed.
Okay, I already explained
it. I got it. I read it.
And
wrong.
It's clear.
I read it wrong.
It's clear.
It costs you to process. Can't you give it before you process it?
No. Well, I don't. It's not chayiv then. It's only chayiv when it's in a pile. You're going to have the kohen has to do all the work? No. Only when there's a pile. Before there's a pile, there's no chayiv. All right, let's continue. Hey.
Sam's happy.
Kuzbar, corianders. Shizora lazer. You're planting it for its seeds. Again, you want the seeds. What about the other stuff that grows? Obviously, the seeds, there's truma on that. What about the leaves that grow on that and all the other things? So, yarak, the leaves, potter mina truma, are potter from truma, mina maestras, and from maestras, because the main thing is the seed and not the vegetation. However, if you plant the coriander, zorali yarak, you planted it for the leaves as well, then mafrish trumus of maestras, mina rakas, and mazara. Then you're going to give truma maestra from both, because that was your intention. V'chein ha-shevis, also dill. Shezar lazera, you planted for the dill seed. Yeraka, the vegetation that grows it, putter, there's no chiyuv of truma. Zarli Yarek. If you planted it also, you want the vegetable. Misaro Zarli Yarek. You're going to give Miser and Chuma on both the seed and the vegetable. But there's a third area. You got the seed, you got the vegetation, and then there's the pods that the seeds are in. Ve'eina misaseres zerin. But you don't give miser from the pods that contain the seeds, because nobody's interested in pods, generally speaking. However, so it comes out, let's say you're planting these corianders, you want the seeds. Now, you got pods, you got leaves. That's all garnished, generally speaking. Right. So now we're only dealing with the seeds, the coriander seed. Everything else is out. But again, the same thing. But if Zarl's there, he happened to want the pods. Yeah. And he plants, he expressly wants the pods. Mafrish trumamaisis mina zera, mina yark, mina zera. Look at the way he words this. You separate trumamaisis from the seed, from the vegetable, and from the pods.
The shells,
must be when you're processing it, you're dividing up into three categories. Yeah. Whatever, you have 5 pounds of seeds, 5 pounds of pods, 5 pounds of vegetables.
Well, it's very different weights. It's a huge
deal. Whatever
it's a
it
giant
is. So therefore, you got to give 2% of all three. The kohen could say, you know what? I don't need it, but there's going to be hilchos truma on it, though. Kohen takes it, then he has to discard of it if he doesn't want it.
You
have has to be only eaten by kohanim. So he finds a kohen who likes to eat pods. If you don't eat it, we'll see what the halachas are if you don't eat it.
And therefore, they've got to give it to the Levite also.
Okay, we'll see.
My sir.
Can I quickly just clarify one thing?
Yes, sir.
So it's the planter's desire that counts.
That's what we said long ago in Sif Beis. Yeah. That's correct.
But if Cohen wants pots,
he doesn't
regularly eat it.
He doesn't have to take it.
Well, but he has to separate it.
The guy has to separate. The guy has to give it to a Cohen. That's all. The coin doesn't want it. What if you give apples to a coin? He doesn't like apples.
You find a coin to sell.
He could sell it. What?
Yeah, you got to look.
So let him find another coin to sell it to.
Maybe no one else.
We'll have to learn what are the halachas if a coin has leftover truma doesn't eat. We'll have to learn what those halachas are. What you can do with truma. That'll be its own simon. What do you do with leftover truma that's starting to spoil or things?
So if part of it is animal feed, like the pods or whatever. Then it's just putter, right?
It depends what the intention of the planter is when he plants
it. You know the pods are good pig feed or whatever.
Well, it depends on what... I'll say it again. The man who plants it, what does he want?
He wants to sell it.
What is he planting it for? Is he selling it on the pig market or on the person market?
He's selling it on the pig market.
Then it's not. It's putter from Chuma.
That's what I was saying. If it's pig.
But if it's not.
Animal feed.
But
he can make money from it.
Doesn't matter. It's not. We've already said the criteria is it has to be human food, fit for human consumption, and it's determined by his thoughts when he plants it.
I think part of it is animal feed, part of it's human feed.
So it would be separated.
That's why he's separating it. Similarly, shachalaim, it's a type of a vegetable, and garger, that's another type of that's a name, it's Arabic name, another type of vegetable, that you planted for its seeds. Now, these two are usually not planted for seeds. They're usually planted for stalks, but now you planted it for seeds. Then, of course, and also for the stalks, which is obviously, then misasrin zera v'yark. You give miser and truma on the seeds and on the vegetation. Now, Kate said misasrin zera. How do you do miser on that? It says like this: shim li kate hayorik lochlo. If you planted the vegetable to eat it, then mafrish truma miser. You separate trumas and misers for achach yochal, and then you eat it. Ukashayivash, and when it dries. And then the yes of Hazer, so then when it dries, then the seeds become edible, then mafish is there. So it's going to be a two-step process. It seems this type of food, the vegetable part is edible sooner, and the seeds, you got to leave them around till they dry, till then they become edible. So it'll be a two-stage process of giving truma. You just don't go to the kohen, here, take it all, and you sit with the seeds that are not edible yet till they become edible. You give it to the coin when it is fit to be consumed. So he's going to do it in two stages. The part that's edible now, that's what he's separating for him to eat, that he has to give to the coin. The seed part, he has to let it sit around in the place for a few weeks, whatever, till it dries. And now you give that part to the coin when he's ready to have
so
that.
You could say the same thing about olives, and they're not fit for consumption unless you soak them in brine.
Again, whenever it's ready to be... the consumption level. That's with anything. Any crops, you harvest wheat. You can't eat the wheat yet. There's a chiev only after you've winnowed it and all this, and you've put it in
so
a steak.
So for olives, you wouldn't just give them a piece of a barrel of olives. You'd have to soak
Well, we'll have to look at every example, how he's going to deal with that. All right, vav. Hayirakos, vegetables. Afal pishe machol adam, even though they are animal human food.
Right.
Now, interesting, look what he says. Now, eina chayavim b'maisos ela midivrehim. You're only chayiv trum maiser rabbinically. Why? Lefi shenemar, because he says, the Torah says b'maser, it is by maiser, but the Rama says the same thing will be by truma. It says tfuas zaracha, the grain of your growth, of your zera. That's grain. Tfu, it has to be grain, because it's similar to that. But vegetables, it's not included in grain.
Right.
Now that's by Meiser. So Rambam says the Chiddush, V'cheinir, that appears to me, Shua Din B'Truma, that will be the same law by Truma. So it's only going to be rabbinic, not biblical. Sharei Nemar Ba, because it says by Truma as well, Degon Chatirosh Chav Yitzarecha, grain, wine, and oil. Kol Adem of that, which is similar to that. Aval Truma Sayerek, but vegetables, which is not similar to those three, Midivrayim Kemeiser. Only rabbinically, we're going to give it the state like Meiser is the same thing with Truma. Okay, now let's discuss certain things that are already rabbinic, and what do we do when we're going to add piling on the rabbinics over here? Zion. Ein mafrishin Truma Sumaisis mina Yerek Bechutzalaris. You don't separate Truma and Meiser on vegetables. When you're chutzal oretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, afil b'makomos, even in places, sharmarnu, that we said rabbinically, shemafrishim ha-maisers, you give maisers, which we said was Babylonia, Egypt, Ammon, and Morav, etc., because it's like a double rabbinic. It's already only rabbinic, and now vegetables is also rabbinic,
yeah.
So therefore we don't separate on vegetables. So similarly, a vegetable that comes from outside Eretz Yisrael that you bring into Eretz Yisrael, afal pishyesh ofer bikreim, even if there's dirt at their roots, okay, and it continues to grow in that dirt into Eretz Yisrael, hareza potter, still potter, v'logazru olav, and the only reason we decreed on vegetables in general, on fruits that are outside of Eretz Yisrael that are brought in, is only hatfu of akitni, it's only on grain and lentils, which are biblical in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, shazar and layark, that were planted for vegetables. Next. Hatfu of akitnius, grain and legumes, shazar and liyarek, that you're planting them for the vegetables, which is normally not. Usually you don't plant it for the greener, you plant it for the grain and for the beans. So that's not the normal way to do it. So butla daitas karam, his way of thinking is nullified to everybody else. For yerksham putter, you don't give truma on the yer, because nobody eats this. Vazera, but the seed, chai v'trumaisis, because that's what everybody does normally eat. And we'll stop over here.
Maybe you need a farmer in the group or something.
Okay, got it.